Chesed Beis. Rashi had asked the Shaila, does he need Giluach of Tuma at the end of the period of Tahara in the case that he was Notar and Anna Beis HaKoros? Toshma, so holding about a little more than halfway down the page, beginning of the line. So, Ainli Ella, Yemei Tumasa, Shein Erlo Lamina Minyan. The Braisa is discussing that Pasuk says that if a person has Tumas Mace, so that doesn't count towards his calculation of the days of his Naziris. What about a case where the issue is not Tumas Meis? The issue is being a Mitzora. So he's a Mitzora Mukhlet. So how do we know that those days do not count towards fulfilling his Naziris? So the Gemara says, really, we could argue this based on a mamatzino. Imah yemei tumosa megalecha may be korban. Af yemei chaluta megalecha may be korban. So we find that they're similar. Both of them it's a type of tuma which requires a giluach at the end.
Zion on the
We have to bring a korban, and he has to cut his hair. Mitzara Mukhlet has to cut his hair, and that's even though he's a nazir, he cuts his hair, all of his hair, and he has to bring a korban. And therefore, we will say the following: Umay yemei tumasa ein adol lamin aminyan, af yemei chaluta ein adol lamin aminyan. Okay. Some more says we can learn this out from Imam Etzino. Some more says more is going to challenge Imam Etzino. Maybe that's not true. Maybe it's only even when we find that that's true by Yemei Tumasai, she can mevatel behen es hakodmin. That there's a lacha by when a person of the nazir becomes tamei meis any days beforehand, he loses. That's why the Torah also has a halacha that the days of Tuma don't count either. I could argue. Okay, so maybe the halacha is that which you find by Tumas Meis, that it's not Olam and Aminyan, is also because we know by Tumas Meis it's Mevatel whatever days he had beforehand. But by Mitzar, that's not true. Well, we don't have a pasuk that is true. The only question you could ask is let the Mamatzino teach you that also. So that Tosfos is asked. And Tosfos brings a Gemara later on the Gemara discusses what about a person gets a haircut in the middle of his Naziris against the halacha? Does he lose the days? Leaving the issue that there's a halacha that you have to have 30 days of growth to have a din of Pimakayim and din of Taglachas. So the Taglachas at the end of his Naziris requires 30 days of growth. But leaving that aside, his Naziris was for 50 days, and on day 15 he cut his hair. So Mitzad, having a halacha of taglachas at the end of his Naziris, we don't have a problem. That's not our problem. But maybe there's a halacha that taglachas is soyser, just like Tumas is soyser. The more it's a mi'ah, that's not soyser. So Tosha says that same mi'ah would also be memayat Mitzar Mukhlas. Okay, so the Gemara says I can't learn out to chaluta that it's not Arlam and Aminyan. Maybe the days of chaluta are Arlam and Aminyan. The Gemara says, well, maybe we should learn the following. Amarta, make a limit like this. Man nazir bekever, a person who undertook the naziris in a basic kvaris, so he has no din of yamim harishanim yiplu because he starts out with tumah, and he has din of taglachas. I'm sorry, and he has the lach of ein alim and a minyan. That's our mishnah. So Mukhlad, who doesn't have a din of yamim harishanim yiplu either, also is an element of minyan. Let's make the limud from that, from the case of a nazir became tameh, but a nazir who was undertook naziris in a basic chorus where there's no yom rishon yiplu, the yiplu, and still the law is an element of minyan. Now the
in the statement of the tonight.
But the more it makes us a kavu chomer. Uman nazir bekever shesarei roi the taglachas, and a lo min aminyan. You make a luta shein roi the taglachas lo kol shkein shein a lo min aminyan. Nazir bekever means he undertook to come and nazir based on quarters. His hair is roi the taglachas. We don't say that the hair of during the tumah period can't pasha shut the more that hair does not have to be removed. At the end, like we have by the din of court by a nozer torah shenitma, that the hair has to be removed at the end of the yemei tumah, and he starts growing hair again afterwards. But nazir bekever, saying sarah roi the taglachas, that hair can be used for the final taglachas.
I will grant you a gila. That's a grant.
I'm sorry. But by mitzara, the lachas, he has to cut off all of his hair. Alta mitzara. So he cannot use his hair for taglachas of nazir. So it's not a. And if by nazir bekever, we say that those days are not alim and minyan. So by mitzara for sure, those days are not alim and minyan. So Mor says, what does it mean? It says that it's sarai by nazir bekever is roi the taglachas. So there, what does it mean? Myla, doesn't it mean taglachas tumah? It means that the halacha that a nazir became tamei mace has to cut his hair at the end of the time of the tumah's mace. And then we're saying by chalutai doesn't have a din of taglachas because of naziris. Mor says no. So then the Brice will be saying that a nazir bekever has taglachas tumah, which would be our answer to Rav Ashi's question. Mor says no, loy taglachas tahara. It means it's saying that not like that he doesn't cut his hair, and he cuts his hair, that growth eventually is cut together with taglachas tahara. And the word says, I think it means the pshat that it means taglachas tahara. It seems to be the more compelling argument. Why? So you're contrasting and saying that by nazir bekever, let's say your pshat is right. It means taglachas tumah. So you're saying nazir bekever needs a haircut, and chaluta doesn't need a haircut. He also needs a haircut. So the elamite is not what the brisa means. The brisa means, like the way I touched you before, that nazir bekever, his hair is roy for the taglachas of tahara at the end, whereas the mitzar mukhlat, his hair is not roy for the taglachas of tahara at the end, because he has to cut it off at the end of the tzaras. So now the brisa makes sense. So lecharve, it means taglachas tahara. The brisa makes sense. So it's a rye of anything the other direction, that a nozer bekever does not cut his hair for taglachas tuma. Morris says no. You can't prove it means taglachas tahara. It means taglachas the nazir is ketani. That maybe it means that a nazir bekever needs taglachas of tumah. So what is it contrasting? It's saying that a nazir bekever, which he cuts his hair as for nazirus halacha. However, by a mitzara, his cutting of his hair is not as a nazirus halacha. It's a halacha for because of tzaraas, it's not because of nazirus. So then the argument of the Braisa is that a Nazir Bekever has a din of a Nazir on him to the extent that there's a requirement of Taglachas of Tuma, but a Taglachas which is being put upon him because of Hilchos Naziris. But in Mitzara, his taglachas is a taglachas of tzaras, not of naziris. So even though that's mitzara nozer, he shouldn't be cutting his hair. So it's almost as if he's saying he's almost not a nozer. So if I nozer bekever, which he has a lot of taglachas of because of naziris, but the days don't count. So by Mitzara, which he's mamash like almost like being nifka from naziris, he's cutting his hair for a different reason totally. Whereas we tell naziris, he should not be cutting his hair, and we're saying, well, don't worry about it because it's okay because he's something else right now. So of course, it's not our limited minion. So that's how we will learn the brisa. So the brisa is not a raya to Rav Ashi one way or the other. Okay. Toshma, Yechesim and Alf. Pasuk says, "Tomei Rosh Nizroi." So the Pasuk says, if he was became Tomei Meis and Vitimei Rosh Nizroi, he was Matama his growth of hair. So the luck is that he has to cut his hair at the end. Zot Gemara b'tor shenitma kasam adaber. The pasuk tomei case the person was tor became tomei. Shehuton havar sar. That's where the pasuk says he has to cut his hair, and then the next pasuk says he has to be in the karbonis. Avos tiparin. Bring the components of the birds. He has to bring an animal, kevis is an osham also. But just mention one of the part of the korban. The lifter is a nozer bekever. It's excluding nozer bekever. Shein ton havaras sar vavos tipar. Okay, so but the nozer bekever does not require a taglachas and bring sipar, because the pasuk says that mitimei rosh nizroi means he was tor and he became tamei. Now Tosis seems to learn the diuk is not from the words of tamei rosh nizroi. I don't know why. Current Tosis that brings that part of the brisa, so in Pasuk Tes it says and then he brings the kabbalas, etc. And then a pasuk yud it says, and he brings the kabbonis. V'hayomim harishonim yiplu. So it says that this whole story is only by somebody who is a loch of v'hayomim harishonim yiplu. Therefore, an osur kever who has no yomim harishonim to be yiplu doesn't have all the other lochas either. So Tosfos says the words of Tirash Nisroy could theoretically mean that he was a Nazir B'kevra also. He's been with Tam Rosh Nizor. So that's not the Miut. It's a Miut, it's from the words at the end, the Yom Rishon Yiplu. So it's a Chosim in a Sefer, a little bit. Okay. That's what Tosfos learns. Now, the Braisa continues and says that because I could have argued that Nazir B'kever would have a locha of Taglachas Tumah and Karbonas.
What Tosfos b'tom Orshinitvachas?
Yeah. Because I could have argued that it should be a kavu charmer that a nazir b'kever needs taglachas and karbonos. Umat torsha nitma ton habar sar vavos sipar. Mishayu tome mitchila and adin she ton habar sar vavos sipar. A person who was like mamas never had tahari yet is even worse. Therefore, Tamalomer v'timei Rosh Nisroy v'mishal yitor v'nitma kosam adaber sheitol navosar navosiparim v'litus anosar b'kevur. So Shrami Noah. So this Bryce is directly addressing Ravashi's question and is saying that we have a miyut to tell me that he does not cut his hair for taglachas tumah. Dr. Rosh. So we're back on the Rosh and Yizan Beis on the Brice about the din of Tsaras. Ainly Ali Yemei Tumah. So the Brice says Yemei Tumosa and Yemei Chaluta. So they're both Tumah. Tumas Meis and Tumas Tsaras are both Tumah. So Ainly Ali Yemei Tumah Perish Tumas Meis. I know that if he comes to my maze, Shane Alulam in a minion, the Xiva Yomim Harishanim, Yiplu. So if whatever days he counts until then, he loses his Kavach Hermit during the days that he's Tomei, it doesn't count. If during the Naziris he became a Mitzar Muklet, so how do I know that the days don't count? So the Bryce says that Tamamatsino, both of them have a halacha that at the end they have to cut their hair and bring karbonis. The nazir for because of a number of tumas saras and sarah a nazir because of the a nazir became tummy mace and saras because of the loch of saras. You may chalutu megalecha maybe karbon the sarato. So Morris says, no, maybe the loch by Tumas Meis, it does not count because there's a loch of Yomim Rishon and Yiplu. By Tsaras, there's no din of Yomim Rishon and Yiplu. So maybe there's also a din that it's Elam and Aminyan. So learn that out also. Now that pasuk ki timei rosh nizroi is written in regard to tumas meis. So the same way we were reminded that taglachas is not seiser. So with the nami the meaning tumas meis seseris vein tumas saras seseris. So that same miut would exclude saras.
Okay.
So right now I don't know that Tsaras is not Arlam in a minyan. So the Brisa continues and says, Amarta, we can make a couple kamer. Uma nazir bekever. Shesar royal taglachas nazir, that the sar of the nazir bekever has a lot of taglachas nazir, and it's not other than a minion. So a mitzvah whose sar doesn't even have a lach of talachas nazir, for sure is not other than a minion. My love, taglachas, the taglachas tuma. So what does it mean? It means klamish yigalech the sev zayin kedin nazir shenitma. So at the end of the tahara process of the tumas mace, he cuts his hair. Well, if he's a dim nazir that he has to cut his hair, Roy Lalas, I could have argued that the day should count because he's a nazir. He's clearly functioning as a nazir. We know by a nazir, Torah Shenitma cuts his hair and it doesn't count. That's because it's din of Yom Rishon Yiplu. Because that's the source of the law, it's not other than a minyan. But over here, there's no din of Yom Rishon Yiplu. So that's the Maisel Lach is that it does not count, but there's an argument that it should count more than Yersi Mimei Chaluta Sheilat Taglachas Kedin Nazir, which he loses his din of a Nazir regards to Taglachas. Because Taglachas is not a Nazir Dikadin. So that's how we would learn the Brais. Verses no. What? Yeah? The question is, what the more saying means taglachas tumah. So what's the kavod chomer? They're saying, if by a nazir bekever, who has a haircut at the end of the 7 days, because he's a nazir betumah, the days don't count. So Mitzara, whose taglachas is not because of Nazir, for sure the day shouldn't count. So the Rosh is sort of like trying to address what's the Kavach Arbor? We should argue, I could have argued very easily the other way around. A Nazir who has a din of, a Nazir Bekever, who has a din of Tumas Mace of a Nazir, which we know the Loch is Yom Rishon Yiplu, and the Loch is the days don't count, and he has to get a haircut at the end, so he's a Nazir. So that's why Yom Rishon Yiplu, he loses the days. But the Tzaren Bukhla doesn't have a Loch of Yom Rishon Yiplu. So his day should count. What's the Kavach Harbor over here? He's saying no. So Rosh is explaining. Since the whole halacha that days don't count is learned from a Yom Rishon Yiplu, and another Kavach doesn't have it in a Yom Rishon Yiplu, so then I really should argue that they should count because he's really functioning as an Nazir. And my riot to that is at the end of the 7 days he has to get the haircut, the Nazir is Machayev. So apparently he's functioning as a Nazir and still the days don't count, even though he's functioning as a Nazir, the days don't count by Nazir Betuma, Nazir Bekever. So Mitzara with his haircut at the end of the 7 days is not a Nazir to get in. And besides here, he shouldn't be cutting his hair. So but we're saying, don't worry about it, because he's not really a nazir right now. He's more like a tzaras. Oh, so for sure the day shouldn't count. That's the kavod chomer. Tzmor says no. Lord taglachas tahara. Shesara royal. He's galeach achar shiyashim naziris tahara. Because man in a megaleach, he doesn't cut his hair. He's mamash a nazir, which hair it's a nazir which is. his growth is acceptable for a valid nazir. And still there's no counts. So a Mitzara Mukhlot, which that hair does not count for his ears, he has to get it, take it off because of Tzaraas, for sure that they shouldn't count. So then we have a Kavach Harmer. The Taglachas Nozer, he cannot keep it on for the Taglachas Nozer. Elo the Taglachas Saratoi, Shutona Vos, Sar Kardam Shiaska Limnus Zeris Tahara, which means he has to be processed as a Mitzvah before he can continue his Zeris. So for sure that they shouldn't count. And that's the Kabbal Kharmer.
Right, but it would
run the field. Okay. So now the Morris of the Kabbal Kharmer. Matorsha Nitma.
What's
the Chalzman Eno Megaleev? Matorsha Nitma. So we're saying a couple. We're saying that the Brisa brings a that the law is that a nozer recover does not have taklachas and does not bring karbonos. We're saying really based on the Kabbal Kharmer, he should have because a torshin itma obviously it's close to all your tor. Still, he has to cut his hair and bring karbonos. Kolshkein tome. Shekivalov Naziris Betuma. See, he mamish started out Betuma, so that hair for sure should be cut off and bring karbonos. Tavolamer pasuk. Okay, let's hold it here.